Welcome to the Wrestling Yeti Podcast, Episode 1. I'm your host, the Yeti, Mike Keaton. This is my brand new podcast dedicated to one of my favorite pastimes in sports, the world of professional wrestling. I'll also be throwing in some other sports from time to time, have a guest or two to help me discuss upcoming and just happened wrestling and other events, including WWE, Impact, Ring of Honor, New Japan, baseball, football, college, you name it, we'll be talking about it. We'll also be doing some past, present, and future stuff, talking about old school, new school, and where the future may be going. So let's just jump right in and get started. So today I'll be doing my take and predictions on the upcoming WWE Royal Rumble 2015. The main event, which will feature WWE World Heavyweight Champ Brock Lesnar versus John Cena versus Seth Rollins. Rollins seems to be the WWE's choice to win the championship via Cena beating Brock, and Rollins cashing in his Money in the Bank contract. In my humble opinion, I think that Brock should just go in and totally dominate both men, walk out the clear winner, but we all know that WWE has been pushing Rollins. The future is also not so clear whether Brock Lesnar will be in WWE following WrestleMania 31. There's also another underlying story in this match. If Cena wins the championship, he will become 16-time world champ, matching the Nature Boy Ric Flair's record. Will WWE waste this monumental occasion just to let Rollins get the win moments later by cashing in his Money in the Bank briefcase? We'll learn that answer on Sunday, January 25th. My prediction? You can call it a safe prediction, but I'm going with Cena beats Lesnar, Rollins cashes in and beats Cena, and then Rollins goes on to the next pay-per-view and fights Brock Lesnar, where Brock Lesnar goes on and regains his World Heavyweight Championship. The other main event of the night is the Royal Rumble match. Who's in so far? We got Roman Reigns, Daniel Bryan, U.S. Champ Rusev, IC Champ Wade Barrett, Bray Wyatt, Dean Ambrose, Goldust, Stardust, Big Show, Kane, The Miz, Damian Mizdow, and R-Truth. Of course, we'll have a few surprise entrants to the Royal Rumble, just like past years, but Reigns seems to be the favored to win this year's Royal Rumble match to set up Rollins or Lesnar versus Reigns at WrestleMania 31. I would personally like to see Daniel Bryan win the Royal Rumble and go on to face Brock Lesnar in a David versus Goliath-style match. Paul Heyman would hype this match to a frenzy with the back and forth that he and Bryan can do. I believe this would also send Bryan's mic skills into the next level. My prediction? Roman Reigns enters at number 10 to 15 and wins the Rumble. Then he will go on to face Lesnar, who retains his belt from Rollins at Fastlane pay-per-view in February. And then we have the WWE Tag Team Championship match. The champions, the Usos versus Miz and Mizdow. Not much to say about this match. The Usos recently won the belt from Miz and Mizdow. It's hard to say who will win in this overdone match. My prediction, the Usos will retain the championship, sending Miz and Mizdow into a program in which Miz blames Sandow for his loss of the tag team belts. And then that goes on into a really good program between the two. Next on the card, we have the New Age Outlaws versus the Ascension. Oh, you didn't know? Whoa. This is a family-friendly show, guys. The Ascension is another gimmick tag team that really is only there for comedy, in my humble opinion. They haven't impressed me on the mic or in the ring. Really only note about this one is the reunion of the New Age Outlaws for the 110th time. Wait, didn't they do this last Royal Rumble too? And then on the card we have the Divas match, or as some like to call it, the restroom break or go get a soda break. Paige and Natalya versus the Bella Twins. Will Twin Magic prevail, or will the team of Natalya and Paige win? I'm hoping these four ladies have an awesome match. Anymore in WWE, the ladies seem to be filler or a restroom break instead of an entertaining, interesting match. My prediction? The Bella Twins win with Twin Magic and an entertaining match that wasn't very hyped by the WWE. And then last but not least, well, actually, it'll be the first match because it's the kickoff match to the Royal Rumble 2015. We have the New Day versus Kid, Rose, and Cesaro. Wish I knew why Cesaro's stock has went down. Awesome talent, legit strongman, and a great worker in the ring. I'd like to see him back in a title hunt soon. As for Rose, he's a mid-card jobber with a comedic side. He will excel in this role if there's such a thing anymore. And Tyson Kidd? I really don't know what to say about him. And then across the ring from them three, you have the New Day. This is an interesting combo. You have Coffey, Big E, and Xavier Woods. Coffey's a high flyer, mid-card title guy. I've always enjoyed his work in the ring. Just don't know why they got these three combined together. Big E, another legit big guy, should be working his way up to fight the big guys like Big Show, Brock Lesnar, and so on. I believe he'd be a good matchup for Rusev. And then we have Xavier Woods. I remember him as Consequences Creed at TNA many moons ago. Good worker. I just don't think anyone knows how to use him. My prediction? New Day goes over. Kid, Rose, and Cesaro hit the showers. That's my two cents on the Royal Rumble 2015. I hope it's better than I'm expecting, and I hope there are some good surprises, as there should be. Should be a fun show nonetheless. Please join me again for my next podcast, where I'll cover the results to the Royal Rumble 2015. If you like what you hear, please subscribe to the show. If you have any questions or comments, please email me at thewrestlingyeti@gmail.com. I also want to give a shout out to my friends over at the Sports Turnpike with Will and Mike. Give them a listen on iTunes Podcast. Until next time, so long.